WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is the abbreviated version of the Raleigh James Show between now and 1 a.m. And it's a fine time to continue to get your votes in on the world's worst hit records. All we ask is they be hits. Doesn't matter about the genre. Doesn't matter about the decade. And I got a pleasant surprise next week. And Steve Probst is going to join me again. And Steve, as you know, or should know, is a true master at rock and roll history and R&B history and has written a number of books. And we've had him on before. And he's joining us again, and from what I understand, he's prepping his list. Now, if anybody should know, of course, Steve, like I could probably go for thousands of ones that didn't hit, but we're asking you to confine them to at least number 60 nationally, something like that, so that it's a legitimate hit. Now, we'll make some exceptions if it's something that everybody reasonably would know, but other than that, that's it. And yes, I do tech them by email, Raleigh@Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E at R-O-L-L-Y-E.net, but no guarantees I'll actually see the email. Likewise, those of you who leave phone messages when we're not on the air, no guarantee we'll get them. But if we do get them, yeah, because sometimes if there's too many of them, I just hit delete and don't hear one of them. But yeah, I know. But assuming that I do hear yours, we absolutely will write them down. And I was commenting to John earlier that it's interesting. Been doing this for just about 40 years, and the list has really not changed for the most part. And yeah, it seems like some of those latter 60s records just and the entire decade of the 70s really just don't float your boat. But what I found interesting this year is our first vote was for Imagine Dragons, yeah, Radioactive. Big hit, but more recent times. And I thought, wow, maybe this year we're going to see some new records make the charts. But it seems like the time-tested turkeys, and again, they are hit records. So for everybody who hates one of these, bottom line is there's somebody out there who loves it. In fact, many, many somebodies, because they bought enough of them for it to be a big hit. So I don't like to tell you where we are on this because I don't want to sway your votes, but I will say it's a pretty standard list so far. So that leads me to go back in history here, and I did. I found most of the years. Some of them missing, I don't know why, but they I just didn't keep them, I guess. And we had mentioned last year, Paul Anka, Having My Baby, was number one with The Captain and Toenails, Muskrat Love, followed by Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Billy, Don't Be a Hero, David Geddes, Run, Joey, Run, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, Even If We Wished It Wouldn't, and Charlene, I've Never Been to Me. Now, 2021, very, very similar, although it did include Neil Diamond, I Am, I Said, and Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died, Morris Albert's Feelings, Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is, Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. The others were as you'd expect. 2020, in addition to the aforementioned, Terry Jacks was number 10 with Seasons in the Sun, America, Horse with No Name made it, Rick D's Disco Duck. Did we mention David Geddes? Yes, we mentioned Run, Joey, Run, huh? Let's see. Other than that, no, I think everybody else was accounted for. Number one was Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. 2019 was a shock because number 10 was Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly. Number 9 was the Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. Torn Between Two Lovers, Mary McGregor was number 6. And, number one? Oh, man. And, you know, this is one where would we count it? And the answer is yes, we would, because everybody knows it. But I don't really think it was much of a hit. And that was DOA by Blood Rock. Yeah, and it is that bad. Now, for 2017, Christmas Shoes by New Song. And there were so many runner-ups in the Christmas category. Like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, of course, and So This Is Christmas, and The Barking Dogs, and Do They Know It's Christmas, and Wings, Wonderful Christmas Time, and Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas, that's John Denver, of course, Santa Claus Has the AIDS, oh God, that was Tiny Tim, Mistletoe, Justin Bieber, and Christmas Shoes by Alabama also made the list, so New Song and Alabama there, and so, yeah. We had Debbie Boone and Melanie, and but Daddy Doodrop made the list, and last game of the season, of course, as you'd expect. A Jungle Fever, Chakakis, And Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys, the number one, 2017. 2016 was a little different. We had Relaxed by Frankie Goes to Hollywood as number 10, and Christopher Cross, Sailing, as number 9. Bad Blood, Neil Sedaka, 8. Don't Think Twice, The Wonder Who, 7. And good old Celine Dion. Ebony Eyes, The Everly Brothers, Honey. And Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins, and Brand New Key and Achy Breaky Heart. 2015, I won't go through all of them, I promise. Number 10 was Don't Give Up on Us, David Soul. American Pie was number 9. Hello by Lionel Richie was number 8. Looking for things again that weren't in previous years. Hey Jude was number 3. All right, 2014, anything interesting? There was a tie for number 10, and that would be between Crash Test Dummies and Tom's Diner, Suzanne Vega. Sometimes When We Touch, Dan Hill was number 9. I Honestly Love You, Olivia Newton-John. Sugar Sugar, the Archies. Dancing Queen, ABBA. You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore. And to quote Beaver Cleaver, and you've been dead a really long time now. Yeah, one of my favorite lines. And let's see, all the rest were stuff you'd expect. All right, so that takes us back, I guess one more since we'll do a decade, right? On 2013, what did we have? We Built This City by Starship was number 10. You Take My Breath Away, Rex Smith, 9. Then Celine Dion. Then We Are the World, USA for Africa. Back to Tom's Diner for Iggy Break Your Heart. Honey, what else do we have? Hey Jude, MacArthur Park, number 2. Yeah, so, and on it goes. Now, going back as far as I've got it in front of me was 1988. When, let's see, Sugar Shack was on it, and Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him, Afternoon Delight, and Winchester Cathedral, and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. And it's Brian Hyland's birthday this weekend, too. We might have to play something there. Midnight at the Oasis was number 4. These Boots Are Made for Walking was number 3, and then Have My Baby and Honey. So some things do not change. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we will continue to get your votes and talk about radio and whatever else is on your mind in the waning moments. That's right, the show just started. We're already at the waning moments. Don't you just love it? I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Was I wrong to think that you could live like I'm accustomed to? Your daddy's rich, you could have married a millionaire or dignitary, but you chose me. Are you happy? Or sometimes is your mind 3,000 miles away? 3,000 miles away to a life that could have been.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I'm sorry, I think that's a great record. Yeah, it probably got to number 97 with an anchor for 2 weeks. But Brian Hyland, 3,000 miles away. Brian turns 80 this weekend. Yeah, I know his Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny is very often on our charts of the world's worst hit records, according to you. But 3,000 miles, not a hit, so doesn't qualify, but I thought it was a terrific record. Artie Wayne wrote it, and Leon Russell and Snuff Garrett together produced it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Fran's going to add to the stack. All right, Fran, what are you adding?
Well, I want to add a lot of things that usually make it that haven't been mentioned. Like, I don't think I've never been to me.
Yes, we have, but we'll second Charlene for you.
Oh, I love to hate that song. It's one of those
hey
songs
lady.
You love to hate.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what. It shocked her more than anybody else, I think. But anyway.
Let's see, and I did the song. I'm trying not to nominate the same ones. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny.
Okay, I knew it would come up.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I like that one you just played, by the way. Yeah. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, you know, it just breaks my heart. It was, you know, kind of in the vein of The Joker Went Wild, and I thought it was a great little record, and I played the heck out of it, and it didn't matter. I thought it was terrific, and oh well.
Yeah, I have that too. A lot of the songs I like, people are going,
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, she needs to be checked, yes.
Yeah. Let's see. I said Shannon.
Yep.
I almost... Oh, Hotel California.
Oh, yes, okay. Eagles it is.
And, let's see. I was trying to... Yeah, I thought, oh, she's not going to get many calls tonight, so I'll call with some folks.
No, that's right. Actually, believe it or not, the lines are full. I'm never going to get to everybody,
wow.
But they are. Yes, and I've got 5 minutes to talk to them all. So you be thinking about your votes, friend. We'll talk to you later.
Because I don't have any more for tonight. So.
Well, good deal. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, I really appreciate you thinking of me. Because, yeah, it could have gone either way. And, of course, tomorrow night's a replay. But Monday night, a full Monday night trivia. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, full shows. That's right. And then Thursday, I think there's a sports delay again. But in the meantime, Murray in Chicago is going to vote. So, Murray, what you adding to the list?
Hi, Raleigh. I have three. The first one is like a fireplace poker in the ear. It's This Will Be by Natalie Cole.
Okay, really? Okay, good deal.
And the second one is Lady Marmalade.
Okay.
And the third is Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Boy George.
Oh, fine choices all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, Lady Marmalade. We played Kenny Nolan records all Monday night for Monday Night Trivia, and he wrote that as well. So let's see what Johnny and Austin has to say for his bad self. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, I'd met Brian Hyland once in the summer of 69 when I was program director at KRBE, and he was nice enough. He was either very shy or he had no personality at all.
Well, that's probably true on both counts.
I don't know.
He was a nice guy, but yes, he was not going to set the world on fire. Stimulating talk is not what you got.
All right, I got a couple of unfavorite songs for you, and I've got a ton of them. But I'm just gonna, I got a highlighter here, and I'm gonna call a few off to
yes.
you. Let you get on with it.
All right.
How about Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys Room?
All right, very good.
How about Meeting in the Ladies' Room by, was that Climax?
God, I don't know. I'm writing it down. I know how to spell it, so we'll find out.
It was some disco
yeah,
song
exactly.
from 85. Right. Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart.
Okay.
Let the Music Play by Shannon.
Uh-huh.
Blue Cheer, Summertime Blues.
Okay.
And I'll give you one more and let you get the next call. House of the Rising Sun, Frigid Pink.
Oh, yeah. We had one vote for The Animals, which really took me back. Frigid Pink, no surprise there. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, good deal. Fine votes. Now, what else do we have? I believe we got the waning moments here. A minute and a half. And I believe Chuck in Rockford is hanging around. So, hello, Chuck. How are you?
Hi. I've been kind of concerned about the water supply. You know, the firefighters have even been coming down with cancer from this flame retardant.
I know.
But they say it won't go out of the water supply.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the only way to get rid of it is with a carbon filter.
I think what you need to do is call me next week earlier so we can actually talk about this.
Yeah. I'll give that a shot.
All right. I'll look forward to it. Thanks for checking in, Chuck.
Yeah. Catch
you
later.
You too. So, waning moment, literally, 30 seconds, and I know that's not James' strong point, but James, the sender of 5,926 stories, welcome back to WGN Radio. Of all of them, which one would you like to highlight?
Okay, the stalling, okay, golden... The 18-karat gold toilet.
Okay, so we kind of touched on this the other night. Here's what I want to know. If you steal an 18-karat gold toilet, you're talking millions and millions of dollars, who do you fence that to?
Yeah, and then, okay, and then find out that it's none other than Winston Churchill were raised there.
Yeah.
You pretty much are, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, it could be an interesting eBay item. That's for darn sure. I can see the write-up on it now. All right.
Yeah, and then I found some fungus thing about fungus that's now a drug-resistant fungus.
Of course. Yes, between that and the amoeba and everything else, we'll have plenty to talk about next week if we live that long. Thanks, James.
Okay. All right. You have a great holiday weekend.
Yeah, you too. All right, so a replay tomorrow night, like I say, and then a full live show on Monday night for Monday Night Trivia, then Tuesday and Wednesday. But Wednesday night, we are going to talk with Steve Probst, and that's always fun. And, oh, don't forget, Law of Abundance, if you write your Law of Abundance checks, it's Monday morning early. And so Sunday night when you go to bed, do your Law of Abundance checks. It's technically, if you're up late, okay, 3:27 a.m. Central Time Monday. And if you don't know about the Law of Abundance, you've got to go to MaryAnnWinkowski.com and read all about it. All right, so it worked for Stacy, that's for sure. I bet you it will again. All right, now on that note, we thank Krista for keeping me company and keeping me on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, man, oh, man. Yeah, even Carol, when we were talking early, Carol of the World's Best Show Prep Ford fame, and just the best, she even said, think anybody will call? I said, I don't know. We'll find out. Well, we did, and thank you for that. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.